Good evening. Have your Bibles with you this evening. Turn with me, please, in the New Testament to the book of Luke, the seventh chapter. Seventh chapter of the book of Luke. We're going to begin reading from God's Word this evening from the 11th verse. The 11th verse of the 7th chapter of Luke. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, Arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. I'm sure that the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts this evening. Father, we thank you for your precious word, and we pray that you may use it this evening for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like this evening to share with you a few thoughts on when death meets the giver of life. When death meets the giver of life. Throughout the three short years of the ministry of the Lord Jesus, as we have recorded in the four Gospels, there is one thing that stands out in particular, and that is, as we read of him, we see a man that is filled with love and a deep compassion and with miraculous power. We see this in the first 10 verses of chapter 7 that we didn't read. We see the power that was demonstrated as he healed the centurion's servant who was nowhere near he was. And so we see that power. We see that love. We see that compassion. Now, in the verses that I read to you, the scripture says that just one day later, he travels from Capernaum to a city called Nain. If you go to a map in the back of your Bible and you see a scale there, if you take the time to measure it, you will see that Nain is approximately 25 miles from the city of Capernaum. And once again, as we've read, we see his compassion and his power is so evident. And as I was preparing this, the thought went through my mind, Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, forever. He never changes. Sometimes we sing a song that says, all may change, but Jesus never. Thank God for that this evening. Jesus never changes. And you and I, as we sit here in this chapel this evening, should be very grateful for that. Thank God that he is not like you and I, because we might not be here tonight. But the proof of his never changing is seen at the entrance of the gate of the city called Nain. And this evening, there is no doubt in my mind that it was not by accident that Jesus would be entering this city. As this funeral procession was going out, no, my friends, there is one thing that we should remember. There are no such things as accidents and lucky breaks or even coincidence. where the Lord Jesus is concerned. All things are allowed by Him for purposes in life, whether they be good or bad. We read this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. The scripture says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. The apostle Paul, writing in Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, said this, and He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. In the 28th verse of that same chapter, He continues writing, for in Him, the Lord Jesus, we live, we move, and have our being. In other words, He is in control of everything. He is in control of every aspect and every area of your life and mine this evening. When we look at this passage of Scripture, I don't believe that Jesus was requested to attend this funeral. There is nothing that indicates so. His purpose for being there was known only to Him. Only to Him. But there is one thing for sure. It was a remarkable meeting. What a remarkable meeting at that gate. There were two processions that met at that gate. There was a procession leaving, and there was a procession coming in. The one leaving was filled with sorrow and weeping and mourning. The one coming in was rejoicing and having a wonderful time. What a difference. Different applications passing in the opposite directions. For the one leaving, let's look at this for a little while. For the one leaving, it is a procession of death. A procession of death. We're familiar with that. Death that conquered another victim. It has another captive. Inside that lone casket that day is the spoils of the conqueror. Verse 12 says, behold, there was a dead man carried out. A sad picture indeed. And not only was there the dead man being carried out, but also there was much people mourning, following him on the way out, admitting to death's victory. Admitting to death's victory. Taking the only son of a mother to his final abode. All hope is gone. All hope is gone. Life is over. And listen, this is the end result of a life that is lived in sin. Because the Bible says that sin brings death. And death separates us from God. Both physical death, and then there is a spiritual death. And perhaps this evening it is a picture of many who are dead in their trespasses and sins. And maybe you're in here tonight and you do not know God. And there are many things on the outside world that are helping you, that are helping the victims to their final place of abode tonight. And that final place of abode, as we heard on Monday night past, for those that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that final place of abode is hell, is a place of torment. And how sad that the world is leading its victims daily, as if there is no God, daily out into a hopeless, Christless eternity. But I hope that you're not one of those this evening. We need to be very concerned. We need to be very concerned. It could be you. It could be someone you love. It could be your husband, your wife. It could be your son, your daughter that's not saved tonight, that's heading out into a lost eternity. Are we concerned? Are we concerned? What are we doing about it? What are you doing about it? What am I doing about it? We need to take this matter very seriously in our lives. Because it is there. It is there. And we face it every day of our lives. But thank God this evening there is hope. Thank God there is hope while this life lasts. And for this lady whose son was physically dead and may have been spiritually dead as far as we know, there was hope there. There was hope. Something dramatically was about to take place. There was coming in that gate a second procession. There was coming in that gate a second procession. And the scripture says that there were much people with him as well as his disciples. They were a happy group, I'm sure. They weren't weeping. They had nothing to cry about. They had Jesus with them. They had the giver of life. What a difference. What a difference we see here. And this evening I want you to focus on the one who is leading the way into the city. Focus on the one who is leading the way into the city, and that one is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, and he is the giver of life. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 6:35 says, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And John 11:25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Beloved, he holds life in his hands. He holds your life in his hands. He holds my life in his hands. He has immortality in his control. He is the loving, living, compassionate Savior, Jesus Christ. Loving, living, compassionate Savior. Notice verse 14, or 13 really. And when the Lord saw her, his mother, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And verse 14 says, and he came and touched the bear, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. He stops the chariot of death as it is leaving the city, just by a simple touch of the Master's hand. Have you been touched tonight by the hand of the Master? Have you been touched by hands so kind and gentle? Has your life been changed from that which it once was to what it now is? Do you know Jesus Christ, the giver of life this evening, as your personal Savior? He stopped the bear. He cared as he looked in the eyes of that mother. He cares. He understood, and his heart is filled, as the scripture says, with compassion. Filled with compassion. Filled with love. And that's why he's here at the entrance of the city gate at the right time. That's why he's here tonight in this service at the right time. And that's why you're here if you don't know him as your personal Savior. It is no accident. It is no coincidence that you are here. You're here because you're supposed to be here, and he is here. And if you need life, he will give you that life this evening. He is always on time. Any earlier as we look at this, he would not have seen this procession. It would have moved on. Any later, the young man would have been buried. He was on time. On time. Always there. My friends, listen. Such is the situation tonight for those who are heading not only to a physical death, but to a spiritual death tonight. Going out forever, lost, without hope, without Christ. But he is there. He's here. He is walking down these aisles this evening, and he's looking in your face, and he is waiting to hear you say, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm tired of roaming. I'm tired of the life that I'm living. I'm coming home. He's listening. He's waiting to hear you say that. As he looks in your heart and he knows your life and his eyes filled with love and compassion this evening. He is here. He looks into the heart of the grieving mother. He saw her need. An only son. Her life, her support, her comfort, her companion. She had no one else to lean on. And now he is gone. This darling son that she loved so dearly, that she depended on so very much in life, is no longer with her. What a terrible moment in life this is. What a terrible moment it is, but it happens. It happens, my friends. She was on the way to the cemetery. Never to see him again. Never to see him again. And in verse 13, as Jesus looks, he not only looks, but it says in verse 14, he speaks. He speaks. He says something. And you know the thought that went through my mind as I was preparing this? Is how often do I? How often do you? How often do we speak to someone out there? I know sometimes it's very difficult to talk to those we love about Jesus Christ. But we need to. We need to make an effort. We need to tell them of the one who loves them. We need to be concerned about their lives and where they're going. And beloved, it is a one-way road. There is no coming back if you don't know Jesus Christ. You're going to go out into eternity. You're going to die. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto man once to die. Once. You only live once. Many times we hear this saying, I only live once. I only go around once and I'm going to have a good time. Beloved, forget that. Find Jesus Christ as your Savior. Find the giver of life and you will have life. You will know what a good time is when you know Him as your Savior. When He comes into your hearts and lives, when He gives you that joy that fills your hearts and that peace that passes all understanding, He can do it. We have to respond to Him. He speaks. He speaks. Oh, beloved, Jesus says to the woman, first of all, weep not. Strange words at such a moment. But you see, this evening, it was not just the words of anyone. It is not just the words of anyone that may be speaking to your heart right now, but it is the words of the Holy Spirit of God. As He is speaking to you and reminding you of your need of a Savior, reminding you that now is the accepted time, that now is the day of salvation. Beloved, it was not just the words of anyone, but it was the words of the giver of life, the one who holds it in His hands. He said in essence to that mother, there is hope. Don't give up. And I want to encourage your hearts this evening as you're here in this service or as you may be watching by television. Remember this. Don't give up on your loved ones. Continue praying for them. Continue weeping for them. Continue to encourage them. One day, by the grace of God, the answer will come. But don't stop. Don't stop. Keep on. Keep on praying. He said to that mother, there is hope. There is hope. And oh, she was looking at the giver of life and the giver of hope. You know, I imagine that there was silence. As Jesus spoke, what was He going to do? What was He going to do? But then that silence was broken by a voice with majesty and power. Isn't that wonderful? That silence there as they stood, the multitude following it stopped weeping. Jesus was in control now. And that silence was broken by a voice. And He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Get up. Get up. Beloved, this was the one with all power and authority. This was the one that could do anything but fail. And all that He asks you and I this evening is to believe Him. to trust His Word, to believe that He can do all things, and with Him all things are possible, and you can commit your life and surrender your life to Him tonight. It doesn't matter what kind of life you're living. Surrender it to Jesus as He speaks to your heart this evening. He can change your life. He can turn you around in midstream and make you the man and the woman that He wants you to be. The man and the woman that you ought to be. The man and the woman that will live a life for Jesus Christ. A life filled with joy, filled with happiness, filled with love. He says, whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. It's not just limited to the few, to the rich, or just to the poor. But whosoever will, He gives life, eternal life, everlasting life. The Bible reminds us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That includes you. That includes I. Beloved, this evening, in closing, I want to ask this question. Do you have life? Do you have life? Have you arisen from the dead? And I'm not talking about a physical death because you're alive, but I'm talking about a spiritual death. Tonight, if you do not have a spiritual life, you are spiritually dead as far as God is concerned. The Bible reminds us of this, that men without Christ, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. We have no relationship with God whatsoever. No relationship with God, the giver of life, the one who loves you and cares about you so very much, the one whose heart is filled with compassion. Even now, as He sits on His throne and He looks at your heart, He sees that perhaps you need life. You need life. You need a new life. You need a change of life, a change of heart, a change of mind, or whatever it may be. You need to turn around in your life and give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to get up, rise up from the dead. Oh, beloved, this evening I pray that you are not still being mourned for by those who love you, as they watch you being taken to the cemetery. And yes, we are. We're daily being taken to the cemetery because we have that appointment that we must keep. And oh, to go out into eternity without Christ, without knowing Him as your personal Savior, without having that personal relationship, there will be no life. There will be no hope. You'll be lost forevermore. Tonight, as you sit in this meeting, if you do not know Him as your Savior, as the voice of the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, why not come to Jesus right now? Come to Jesus. Believe, obey, and joy will fill your heart. And beloved, this evening, this transaction will not take 1 week, 1 day, or 1 hour. But look at verse 14 again. As Jesus said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And instantly he that was dead sat up and began to speak. He that was dead sat up and began to speak. It was done. The transaction was complete. He was alive. Alive. Free from the bond of death. No longer a victim, but a victor. The giver of life had set him free. And oh, beloved, this evening you can have the same application to your life. No longer bound by sin and the chains of the enemy, but He can unlock those chains tonight and set you free. Set you free forever. Free from the sin and the bondage of your lives. Free from the vices of life that you may be involved in even tonight. And set your feet on higher ground. Give you life, eternal life. Will you accept Him this evening? Will you acknowledge Him as your Savior? Right where you are, you can bow your heads. You can bow your heads and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, come into your life, make you the person that He would have you be, not who we want to be, but who He would have you be. Allow Him to change your life. Repent of your sins and accept the Savior, the giver of life. Verse 15 says, He that was dead sat up and began to speak, and Jesus delivered him back to his mother. What a joy. What a joy. You and I can't begin to imagine this evening the joy of that mother's heart. In one moment of time, as she was going out of that gate, taking her only son to the cemetery to bury him forever, all hope was gone. She came face to face with Jesus Christ, the giver of life. And in a moment, as He reached out to those hands so kind and loving, and He touched that casket, and He said to those words, those changing words, those life-changing words, "Arise, young man, arise." And He immediately arose, and He presented him to his mother. Beloved, this evening the same thing can happen in your life. He can change your life tonight before you walk out of this building, and you can be presented to your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, whoever, your friend, whoever it may be, presented to them as a life that has been changed. Changed by the power of God. Changed by His grace divine. By the Master of Galilee. The Lord Jesus Christ. This evening, are you sure that you have this life? Are you sure that you have this life? Oh, I pray tonight that we are very sure that we have not just the physical life that we live, but we have that life of Jesus. We have come face to face with the giver of life, and we have accepted Him as our Savior, and He has given us a new hope and a new life. And we can go out and live our lives for Him. And one day, by the grace of God, we shall hear Him say, "Well done. Well done, my child." Are you there tonight? Do you have that life? Oh, I pray this evening, if you are not ready, if you do not have that life, if you are still dead in your sins, and you're slowly but surely being taken to the cemetery, oh, stop. Stop. Look to Jesus. The hymn writer says, "Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is only He that can change your life. I can't. No one else can. But He can. He is the giver of life. Will you accept Him as your Savior tonight?" Oh, I pray so. Shall we just bow our heads as we look to the Lord in a word of prayer? Father, we have spoken that which You've laid in our hearts this evening. We recognize that You are indeed the giver of life. You said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." And I pray this evening that if there be one or more in this service who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who does not know what real life is all about, Father, I pray this evening that right where they are, that they may bow their heads and repent of their sins and acknowledge You as Lord. Before they leave this building tonight, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want us to turn in our hymnals in closing to number 133. 133. Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam further and further away? But I ask that we stand and sing this together. And tonight if you're here and Jesus Christ is speaking to you, don't leave. Stay in your seat. Stay where you are. Or if you leave, talk to someone on your way out so that they may be able to sit with you and teach you and talk with you about the giver of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, and how wonderful it will be if you would accept Him as your Savior this evening. May God bless you is our prayer. 133, as we stand and sing together, and our service will be over.